Two Vancouver Islanders who rose to national prominence for their tireless human rights work are getting a special salute next weekend from their hometown. In a September 20 ceremony at Courtenay's Sid Williams Theatre, social advocates Senator Kim Pate and activist Jim Egan will be inducted into the Comox Valley Walk of Achievement in a rare double event. At noon, last year's Walk of Achievement inductee journalist Kim Bolin will introduce Pate, a former classmate from her days at Vanier High School. Once Pate has been inducted, she will then take the microphone to speak about the life and accomplishments Egan, who will be inducted posthumously. Pate attended school in the Comox Valley when her father served at the Comox Air Force Base. She then earned a BA at the University of Victoria before acquiring a law degree at Dalhousie University with honors in the clinical law program and continued with postgraduate work in the area of forensic mental health. Upon graduation, she served as the executive director of the Canadian Association of Elizabeth Fry Societies, CAEFS, from January 1992 until her appointment to the Senate in November 2016. She has been instrumental in building coalitions across the country with other equality-seeking women's, anti-racism, anti-poverty and human rights groups and organizations, and, in this capacity, has worked with feminist legal scholars, lawyers, other professionals, frontline advocates and activists. She is particularly involved with Indigenous communities and their transition houses and rape crisis centers. Pate is a holder of the Order of Canada, a recipient of the Governor General's Award in commemoration of the person's case, the Canadian Bar Association's Bertha Wilson Touchstone Award, and six honorary doctorates, Law Society of Upper Canada, University of Ottawa, Carleton University, St. Thomas University, Nipissing University and Wilfrid Laurier University, among other awards. Her extensive list of publications, national and international speaking engagements and advocacy testify to her commitment to broader social, economic and cultural change. She strongly believes that the contributions of women who have experienced marginalization, discrimination and oppression should be recognized and respected, and she seeks to credit and empower women. She maintains contact with women in prison through her numerous visits to Canada's federal prisons. Senator Pate is a lesbian and a member of the Pride Caucus, a nonpartisan committee of Canada's LGBTQ2 MPs and senators. She lives in Ottawa with her partner Pam and her children Michael and Madison. Egan, meanwhile, was a writer, politician, and gay and environmental activist. Born in 1921 in Toronto, he is considered Canada's first prominent LGBTQ2 advocate. In 1948, he met John, Jack, Norris, who became his lifelong partner. Beginning in 1949, Egan wrote hundreds of letters, articles, and op-ed pieces for magazines and newspapers advocating equal rights and criticizing inaccurate portrayals of lesbian and gay people. He also wrote to politicians, advocating for fairer treatment of lesbians and gays under the law. His letters appeared in such publications as Saturday Night and Time. In 1954, he wrote, "The acceptance and integration that every thinking, responsible homosexual desires will come someday." By 1963, he was being published in mainstream publications, writing under his real name in the Toronto Daily Star that he homosexual is the sole remaining minority who can be sneered at, reviled, libeled, and spat upon with virtual impunity. In 1964, he prominently featured in a Maclean's article, "The Homosexual Next Door," which was the most positive portrayal of homosexuality ever to appear in a mainstream Canadian publication up to that time, even though Egan appeared in the article under a pseudonym. Egan and Nesbitt moved to the Comox Valley in 1964, starting their own business. Egan became active in local politics, serving as a representative for electoral Area B, Comox North, on the Comox Strathcona Regional District Board from 1981 until 1993, when he chose not to seek re-election. In 1986, Egan began collecting Canada Pension Plan benefits and applied for spousal benefits for Nesbitt. The couple might have been better off financially if they collected separate individual pensions, but Egan felt their situation would make a strong test case for the legal rights of same-sex couples. After the spousal benefits were denied, He took the case to court and following losses at the federal court in 1991 and the Federal Court of Appeal in 1993, the case reached the Supreme Court in 1994. It ruled against Egan on the issue of spousal benefits, finding that the restriction of such benefits to heterosexual couples was a justified infringement because the core purpose of such benefits was to provide financial support to women who had spent their lives raising children, rather than in paid employment. It unanimously ruled, however, to include sexual orientation as a prohibited grounds of discrimination under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. This latter ruling proved a significant victory for LGBTQ2 rights in Canada, setting the stage for later successes in the courts. It is cited as a key precedent that ultimately led to the legalization of same-sex marriage in Canada. Because of their activism on behalf of the LGBTQ2 community, Egan and Nesbitt acted as grand marshals for the Toronto Pride Parade. Egan died of lung cancer in 2000, at his Courtenay home. Nesbitt died 3 months later. They had been together 47 years. Egan and Nesbitt are the subject of the first Heritage Minute on an LGBTQ2 theme, released in 2018.